In the past 2 months, federal judges in two high-profile court cases have confronted the question of what racial makeup constitutes a jury of one's peers. In September, a federal judge hearing a civil suit brought against singer Patti LaBelle and her African-American bodyguards over an alleged assault of a white West Point cadet who may have made racially derogatory remarks to them, declared a mistrial when jury selection in the case yielded a jury with no black jurors. And last month, during the trial of Chicago activist C. Gregory Turner, who is accused of illegally lobbying state and federal legislators on behalf of Robert Mugabe's regime in Zimbabwe, Turner's attorneys requested a mistrial when one of two black jurors was allowed to withdraw from the jury during deliberations due to a scheduling conflict with the funeral. The federal judge hearing the case denied the attorney's request for a mistrial, saying that there was still one black member of the jury and the dismissal of the juror did not impact Turner's right to a fair trial. The Supreme Court has consistently found that the right to trial by jury of one's peers, drawn from a cross-section of the community, is guaranteed by the 6th and 14th Amendments to the Constitution, and it has used this principle to repeatedly invalidate state and federal jury selection systems that place different requirements on potential jurors depending on their race or gender. In 1968, Congress also attempted to ensure the fair makeup of juries, passing the Jury Selection and Service Act, which mandated that jury pools be drawn randomly from a cross-section of the community and did away with blue-ribbon juries of notable men hand-selected by court officials. However, despite the constitutional guarantee to trial by a jury of one's peers and the actions of Congress and the Supreme Court to uphold those rights, racial minorities continue to be underrepresented on juries across America. Much of the blame for this can still be traced to the way jury pools are chosen. To promote random selection of people for jury service, most state and federal courts draw their jury pools from lists of licensed drivers or registered voters. However, these systems tend to inadvertently exclude low-income people, and thus disproportionately minorities. Financially disadvantaged people are less likely to be able to afford or qualify for driver's licenses. They also are more likely to live in temporary rental housing, and therefore less likely to be registered to vote where they live, and less likely to receive jury summons due to frequent moves. Low-wage workers are also less likely to appear for jury service because they cannot afford to miss out on regular pay to make less than $20 per day serving on a jury, and they may fear losing their jobs if jury service causes them to be absent from work for a significant period of time. Courts have tried to remedy the problem of unrepresentative jury pools by including not only people with driver's licenses in their master jury lists, but also those who hold state ID cards, and by slightly increasing pay for jurors. Still, these efforts have not cured the lack of racial diversity on jury pools and thus jury panels. And while judges, like the one in the Patti LaBelle case, have used their discretion to dismiss juries containing few or no minority jurors, the fact is there is no guarantee for a defendant that the pool of jurors for his case will contain people of his same race, gender, or life experience. Clearly, systems designed to select jury pools randomly, while constitutionally defensible, are not consistently yielding juries of one's peers. The result is that not only is the selection of jurors random, but so is the administration of justice. I'm Matt Andres.